And it's a very interesting pasuk in this week's Sedra. The pasuk speaks about Hashem Yislach Lo. The pasuk says, what happens if a lady made a neder and her husband has got the opportunity to cancel the neder without her knowledge? Only a bit of time, but he can cancel it. And if the husband cancels the wife's neder, and she doesn't know about it, and she transgresses her words. So the pasuk says, "V'Hashem Yislach Lo," that Hashem will atone for her avera. Now, what does that mean? Rashi says that. What does it mean? Rashi gives another. The Gemara gives another example in Kiddushin. What happens if somebody thinks he's eating? He's got tremendous yetzara for trefa meat, for non-kosher meat. He's got tremendous yetzara, and he can't hold himself back, and he runs into McDonald's, and he eats. And he eats, he can't hold himself back, and he eats. And he eats. Little does he know, when he's eating, when he's consuming this piece of meat, little does he know that actually, a very well-meaning person actually swapped the meat, and it's actually kedasya meat. No comparison there. But it was actually kedasya meat that he ate. So the pasuk says, Vashem Yislach Lo. Hashem should atone for that avera. So Rashi explains the Gemara that although in actual fact he did not transgress and he didn't actually do an avera, he ate kosher meat, and she wasn't over on a neder because the neder was cancelled. But since they weren't aware and they thought really they're doing an avera, the halacha is Hashem Yislach Lo, they need to ask for tshuva, they need to ask for kapora. They need to ask for atonement. So Rabbi Kiva, when he saw this pasuk, the Gemara says in Kiddushin, he started crying. He said, if already a person who thinks he does an avera, but he doesn't really do an avera, requires teshuvah, kal v'chomer, a person who actually physically ends up gradually doing an avera needs teshuvah. So that's an unbelievable point. But the question is, why does Taka person need to do tshuva if he didn't do an avera?
Because his intention was to do an avera.
And therefore?
Therefore, to him, he was not kosher meat. His intention was.
So his intention.
So he didn't know it was kosher meat, but so his intention was.
Yeah. So I think that's very true. That we see from here that a person is expected to also live in the olam ha'machshava, where the person thought in his person's mind. It's not just to be just to do physical actions. It's not enough. A person needs to. If a person intends to do an avera, even if he doesn't do an avera, it's just not. I can't say just as bad, but it's nearly as bad. A person's machshava, the olam ha'kadosh baruch hu judges us also on our minds. And that's a critical point. There's a ma'aseh of Rabbi Kiva, yeah. He probably wouldn't know. He wouldn't be in a carbon, but he still needs to do tshuva.
Just as in,
absolutely. Vidui tshuva, yeah, but he wouldn't be in a carbon. Correct. Yeah, there's a ma'aseh of the Chofetz Chaim. I just saw it on yesterday or 2 days ago. So this ma'aseh of the Chofetz Chaim. And the Chofetz Chaim was once in the winter in Varsha in an inn, in a Yiddish inn, and he had his coat. He's heavy, quite a heavy coat, a good coat. And when he was there, the Yid stole the coat. It was looking, it was an old Yid already. The Chofetz Chaim was old. And somebody took the coat, the Chofetz Chaim's coat, and ran away. It was quite a good coat. And he ran away. So the Chofetz Chaim in his 90s, he ran after him. And he said, it's hefka. He ran after the gunner who was holding the coat, running, he's escaping. He said, Rabbi Yiddish, you know, it's hefka. And it was mafka the coat. So one of Talmidim, it's amazing you answer that. The one of Talmidim of the Chofetz Chaim, I don't know who he was. One of Talmidim of Chofetz Chaim asked, I don't understand, Rebbe. Yilmedeinu Rabbeinu teach us, Rebbe. That I understand that if you're running to chase back and get the coat, I can hear that. You're running to get the coat back. Okay, I can hear that. But why did you need to run? Why did the Rebbe need to run to say that you're mafkir, that you're making the coat hefka? Surely you can do that in the place where you're sitting. Why did you need to run to say that it's hefka? Surely you can do that in your place. So the Chofetz Chaim replied, he said, it's Tzidkus of the Chofetz Chaim. Chofetz Chaim replied, he said, yeah, no, I could have been Hefka, I could have made Hefka in the place where I was, it's true. But then he would still be over, the Ganav would still be over, because he would have thought that it's a Bosach, he would have still thought that it's a, he would have thought that it's a stolen item. And if he wants to steal something, and like we said before, if a person wants to steal something, even if it ends up not to be stolen, but the intention of stealing is also an Avera. So the Chofetz Chaim cared about that, and he said, I don't want him to think that he's doing an Avera. So therefore, I had to run after him to tell him, he had to know, he had to inform him that he wasn't a stolen item, but that it was Hefka. And that's where the Chofetz Chaim had to run after. That's what the Chofetz Chaim said. Okay. Good. Okay, we are starting with Simon Shin Yud Zayin. Apologies about yesterday. Just one more point about yesterday, just to make 100% sure that's clear. Cats and dogs, domesticated animals. Just want to clarify that. So somebody asked, I don't know, a while ago about cats and dogs. So does that mean if anybody possesses a cat and a dog? Again, it's muktzah. Yeah, we mustn't forget that. But if somebody possesses a cat or a dog, does that mean you're not allowed to open and close the door in that house because you're doing tzod?
That's a mystery.
Oh, very good. So the answer is that. That's the sieve we need to know. That it is brushusoy, and therefore it is mutter. Totally domesticated animals that will never, that have a home, and their home is your home, and they feel comfortable by your control over them. That is totally domestic animal. That tzot doesn't apply. Having said that, I heard from numerous people that when an animal is very, very new, when you have a brand new dog, I don't know about cats, but I heard about dogs, that if they're very, very new, then at times they are not completely safe yet. They're not completely domesticated. It takes a bit of time. I don't know how long it takes to be fully domesticated. And then the halacha is they're not completely considered b'shusoy, and then the halacha is tzod. Then you've got to be really careful. So what's the answer then? What do you have to do if you've got a new, you've got this, what are those dogs called? These massive ones? These,
Alsatian.
What are they called?
Alsatian.
Alsatian, these massive ones, the ones that you want to keep far away from that? Yeah, okay, these massive dogs, you've got a massive one of those, and he's a bit new, he's not completely at home yet. And so what's the halacha then if you want to go in and out of the house? Leave the door open. Yeah, and if you think your taka will escape, stand by the door. So we learned about the bialacha earlier. Make a double door system of you make one, it doesn't have to be mamash door, it could be any you block off your two doors, you block off one and then you go through that one and then you close the one behind you and then you enter. That's the only way you can do it, actually, to not be able. Or of course you can put on the lid. When the door is closed, you put on the lid, and then after you could open and close the door, that'd be fine as well, because he is considered caught while he's on the lid. Okay. So I understand yesterday the Mishnah Berurah was the introduction of the Mishnah Berurah was learned, but then let's go through the Shulchan Aruch starting from Seif Aleph. Din Kshiras Ve'aniva B'Shabbos, the halachas of knots on Shabbos. A knot, which is a permanent knot, permanent knot. It is a slightly professional kind of knot. We are not very familiar with professional knots, but I know that in the world of
maritime.
Well, I think that's the word I was looking for. The maritime world is very used to all kinds of knots. And how to tie things is all types. I remember we're seeing a picture of 8 or 12 kinds of knots that you make depending on the rope, depending on the weight of the ship, depending on the anchor. So there's all kinds of knots. And that's really a Ma'aseh Uman. That's a Ma'aseh Uman, those kinds of knots. That's what we have to picture ourselves as a Ma'aseh Uman. So if you make a permanent knot and a Ma'aseh Uman knot, Chayev, this is the Chayev, this is a chiyuv Torah. It's an Issur Torah to make that kind of knot. Kugoin. Examples given here are as follows: Kesha Gemalim, which is a knot of the camels. If you ever seen a camel, there is a very. It's normally how the camels normally tied with through their
nose.
Now that nose ring has a specific kind of. Sometimes it will be metal, but if it's not made out of metal, if it's a rope, there's a knot to it, And that is considered the kashar gamolim. It's permanent because it's going to stay there for good. And it also might say, oh man, it's quite sophisticated to make that kind of knot. Kashar safanim, that's the ones we talked about. These are the examples of the boats, ships. The kisher tzua is minal. These are specific shoes and boots, knots. Sandal shkoshim maratzonim b'shasas yoson. When they create and manufacture boots and shoes, certain knots are made, leather straps are tied in a certain way. Anything similar to that. But if you make a permanent knot, and it's not a very specialized one, a very simple knot, albeit permanent one, potu, it's only ma the rabbonon. So Rabbi Yisai, in order to be an Issa deraisa, two conditions apply. Condition number one, permanent. Number two, that's KMS is permanent. Two is Maisa Uman. If one of those two conditions do not apply, then the halacha is the Rabbanon. If both conditions don't apply, Muta. Zog the Rama continues, V'yesh Chalkim, some disagree with the words of Shulchanoch. Which Svir Elu and they hold. To call Keshel Kayama, if it's a permanent knot, a filial Kediat Chayav Elavana. The Rama holds and says that if, no, forget about his Maisa Uman, it's completely not relevant if it's a Maisa Uman or not. If it's permanent, it's Chayev. If it's not permanent, it's not Muta, but, well, yeah, well, we'll see actually about that. So, I'll upon him what the Chiddush of it is, that if it's permanent, it's the Raisa, forget about Maisa Uman. Now we're defining, what is Kayoma? How do you define Keshel Kayoma? How do you define a permanent knot? What would you say? Define permanent. 24 hours. Permanent. Define permanent. 24 hours.
24 hours.
24 hours. Says the Ramah, V'yesho Imrim, some say, Shekol Keshel Yosu La'atir, any knot that you're not intending to open up, on that day, Mikri is called Shel Kayama permanent. So we're seeing over here, 24 hours. Oisayoyim means 24 hours. Although, very good. So that's a good question. So more to follow on that. Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Vav. But the Rama says Vesh Melkinim Loima. Some are even more lenient, and they say no. 24 hours. That's pushing it. Doesn't need to be 24 hours. Had Shiva Yomim. Some hold and say that at Shiva Yomim 7 days, the at Shiva Yomim until 7 days, Loim Mikishal Kayom is not considered permanent until it's 7 days. So any knot which, according to Ramah, any knot which lasts for Shal Kayoma is the Raisa. If it's not Shal Kayoma, it's not the Raisa. How do you define Kayoma? Either 24 hours or 7 days. Now, back to the Shulchan Aruch, Vekesha, Henetash and Shulkayoma, which is not Shulkayoma, Ve'eni Ma'ase Omen, and it's not a Ma'ase Omen. So if it's a temporary, simple knot, Mota Lekosha Lechatchela, you'll have to undo it Lechatchela. That's according to all opinions. Okay. Now, let us see Mishnah Berurah over here. What would you say, Mishnah Berurah have got Aleph discusses, when you have got a kesher shell, when you have a we'll leave that for later. Sifkotn base, kesher gemalim, what's this Maisa Uman knot of the camels? Shenoik vin lagomon bechatomoy. You make a hole in the nose of the camel. Fenois lebet habas shel retzua. And you put in the nose of the camel a ring, which is made out of leather strap kind of thing. Fekosh shenoisoy, and it's tied with that. Vayomele shom le'olam, and it remains there for the rest of the camel's life. Fekshirotze lekosher, when the camel is tied. Kosher to Aruka, a long rope is tied into this. It's tied into that. A long rope is tied into that initial strap. For Pamish Matir, sometimes you'll undo it, sometimes you'll tighten it. For the Kesherish, the first initial knot, who Kesher Gmalim, that's the Kesher Gmalim, which is the Kesher Kayoma. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Now the Mishnah Brurah Tzivkot Vav says, what is this, Bois HaYoyim, the 24 hours thing? What is that? So, the question is, Mishnah Brurah, the Ramah Shulchan Aruch said, the Ramah said that any Keshel Kayama is considered one day. So what's one day? Day can be 24 hours, or day can be... We're trying to define Ois HaYoyim. Anything that is more than a day, it's Chayev. So we're defining either a day could be considered a day 24 hours, or if you're talking about Shabbos morning, on the end of Shabbos. Mishnah Brurah Tzivkot Vav. Bois HaYoyim Atzmo, Ela Lemocho. Aval Im Otzu La'ate B'Leil Motzei Shabbos. What if it's going to be undone on Motzei Shabbos? Lo Mikre Shel Kayoma, Klal Umutel Lechatchila. If you're doing it on, on Friday night, and it's going to get undone on Motzei Shabbos, that's considered any kayama. Fine, because it's more than, it's from Friday afternoon to Motzei Shabbos, that's fine. Humiu, however, im kosher b'leil Shabbos kodesh, ve'osu lehati b'yom Shabbos atzmoi. Oh. Im kosher b'leil Shabbos kodesh, ve'osu lehati b'yom Shabbos atzmoi. What would be the halacha if it's something which lasts from Friday afternoon, from Friday before Shabbos until Shabbos morning? Is that considered Bois HaYoyim or not? It's not 24 hours, but it's from Friday afternoon till Shabbos morning. Is that considered Shel Kayama or not Shel Kayama? Bois HaYoyim or not? Not. Mishnah Brurah agrees with you. Miyum kosher b'leil Shabbos kodesh v'osu lehate b'yom Shabbos atzmoy afagav de'en mamash bois HaYoyim mikol mokim yesh lehem adashorit. Mishnah Brurah says that it's permitted to call pochus b'chov talat shos b'yoyim amikim. Mishnah Brurah passes here very clearly, Shel Kayama is considered 24 hours. Any knot that lasts more than 24 hours is chayef. Knot that lasts for less than 24 hours is not chayef. Now, I don't know, because what happens, I mean, it's maybe a bit of, what do you think in the summer months? You've got a knot that lasts less than 20, if you've got a knot that didn't make it through Shabbos, but it was 24 hours. Chayev or not chayev? We say Bois HaYoyim. We translate Bois HaYoyim. If it makes it through Shabbos, it's chayev. So I don't know, what happens in the summer? Somebody's made a couple of Shabbos early, but by 7 o'clock on Shabbos, it's undone. Is this considered Keshel Kayama, yes or no? It is. 24 hours. I agree with you. I think that's what Mishnah Brurah means in the name of the Prima Golem. That any knot which naturally lasts 24 hours is considered Keshel Kayama. And we don't look at it if it's the full Shabbos or not. Very good question. That's a really good question. So the answer is, for sure, if we're talking about Keshel Kayoma, if we're talking about something which gets naturally untied, that's certainly the case. Rabbi Kagan asked the question, what is the halacha if it's a kind of knot that naturally will last more than 24 hours, but you personally intend to undo it after 5 hours? You don't need a knot for solo, but naturally, if nobody touched it, it's going to last. Is this considered Keshel Kayoma or not? Again, if a Keshel Kayoma is defined by a knot that lasts for 24 hours, I hear that if it naturally gets undone within that, then it's fine, that's not considered Keshel Kayoma. I hear that, fine. But the question is, what if a knot is naturally a knot that would last for 24 hours or more, but you personally intend to undo it? Is that considered Shel Kayoma or not? Not Keshel Kayoma. It's not a knot. It's not a knot. It's not or not. Do you think that it's considered or not? It is. Your intention might change. So, the interesting thing is that with regards to other melachas, we will say, for instance, by mechika, by koisev. Koisev needs to be shalot of kayoma. By koisev, we're going to learn that in Shin Mem. If somebody writes something, but he wants to erase it within the next 5 hours, he only writes something, is that considered Ksav Shel Kayoma or not? It is. It is certainly. We don't care about his intention. When we talk about Ksav She'enu Shel Kayoma, it's only because it's naturally like writing on the window. He's writing on the window when there's
steam,
yeah? And that's something which is not going to last. It's not going to last. So that's considered Ksav She'enu Shel Kayoma. But if you write with a pencil and you intend to rub it out, that's not considered Ksav She'enu Shel Kayoma. That is considered Ksav She'enu Shel Kayoma because naturally we last for more than 24 hours. Based on that, we need to understand what's the halacha with regards to kosher. Is the kosher the same thing or not? Is it depending on your intention or not? And the halacha is, and that's different, and that's totally different to other halachas, that we're going to look at your intention over here. When it comes to kosher, we will look at your intention. If you personally, you have an intention to keep it, if your intention is to undo it, we will take that into kosher initial kayoma. So we will look at your personal intention, and it will thereby become a Kesesh Enosh Shel Kayoma. More to follow on that, Be'ezer Hashem, but it's taki important to point that out at this stage. Good. We'll stop over here. We learned that Kesesh Enosh Shel Kayoma, Kono Shulchan Aruch, has got two conditions. One is that it's a Ma'aseh Omen. One is that it's permanent. Both apply, it's the Raisa. If one of them applies, it's the Rabbon. If none of them apply, it's Mutter. The Rabbon disagrees, and he says that if it's permanent, not, it's also the Raisa. Permanent, Machloik is what permanent means, either 24 hours or 7 days. And if, however, everybody agrees that if both conditions don't apply, not Shel Kayoma and not Ma'aseh Omen, then it's Mutter Lechatchila. Good evening.